From Tidbits, on April 11th, 2011, this is two updated Take Control books, Take GarageBand to 11, written by Michael E. Cohen. Writing about software designed to compose and record music is hard. I know. I've tried to do it myself a few times with, at best, indifferent success. The difficulty of capturing both the dynamic power of music and the craft of creating it in fixed silent print makes the new editions of musician and composer Jeff Tolbert's pair of GarageBand books all the more impressive. His Take Control of Making Music with GarageBand 11 and Take Control of Recording with GarageBand 11 take different but complementary approaches to the popular and feature-laden iLife application. Together, the two books address the wide range of users and uses of GarageBand 11 on the Mac. They don't cover the more limited iPad version, although many of the tips will still be useful. The 159-page Take Control of Making Music with GarageBand 11 is for the new or intermediate user who wants to take advantage of all of the built-in music-making features of the program. It provides step-by-step instructions that guide readers through using GarageBand's built-in loops to create 5 songs, explaining not only how to use GarageBand's editing and mixing features, but also how to be playful and creative while composing tunes that please the ear. Readers learn how to plan a song, get the most out of the magic GarageBand feature, edit and arrange real instrument and software instrument loops in numerous ways, create exciting mixes, and even how to score a movie with the program. The 166-page Take Control of Recording with GarageBand 11 addresses the needs of musicians who want to use the program as the core component of a home recording studio. Readers of this volume find out how to plan a recording session and learn real-world recording studio techniques, such as how to use a microphone effectively, methods for getting the best sounds out of old gear, how to apply pro effects with the 12 GarageBand amps, including 7 new ones, and the wide selection of Stompbox effects, how to do multi-track recording, and even how to clean up a take with flex time and groove matching. 2 example songs demonstrate many of the techniques discussed. The example songs used in both books are linked in the text to the actual recordings, available online. And as an added bonus, readers can also download the GarageBand projects that created those songs. Each book costs $15, but they can be purchased together in a $20 bundle via the Buy Both option in the left margin of either web page or by clicking the link in this email. So, crank the amp to 11, and with Jeff's help, get ready to lay down some tasty tracks. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Michael Cohen, and thanks for listening.